This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I'm at the National Biodiesel Board Conference, and I am currently hanging out with Ching Shu.
Yeah, Ching Shu too, right, you're right.
And you are with University of Cincinnati. So what year in school are you?
Actually, this is my fourth year, and I finished my master's last summer, so officially this is my first year as a PhD candidate.
So where did you do your master's at University of Cincinnati as well?
Right, the same program.
So are you continuing the research you started, or did you start a new project this past year?
There are a couple of projects going on, and this is part of the project that I got from my master's study. So for this poster, it's a continuing research.
So walk us through a little bit what you've been studying.
Sure. The idea of this research is to collect the waste coffee grounds, and we apply that in several steps of biodiesel production lifecycle. So firstly, we extract the oil, the coffee oil, out of the coffee grounds and make that into biodiesel. And then after that extraction step, we use the waste coffee ground itself as the purification material. So we basically can use that to purify our crude biodiesel. And after the second step, we take that coffee ground and then finally burn that as the fuel for like electricity generation.
So how are you extracting the oil from the coffee? Is it the same type of process you see with feedstocks such as soy? Well, soybean oil would be a good example, but
For now I'm just doing a regular solvent extraction. But we are thinking about, doing a one-step conversion to directly convert coffee oil in the coffee ground, and we don't do the extraction, then production. So it's like a combined two steps in one, so that we can save time, the footprint of our equipment, and, make it more efficient.
So what are your tests showing? I mean, how is the quality of this biodiesel? Are your emissions pretty good? Is your lifecycle analysis turning out pretty well?
For now, because we are still at the R&D stage, so we are not doing the lifecycle analysis, but that's the next step. So as you can see here, if we collect enough data, so we know like the optimal parameters for operating the whole three steps, for the biodiesel production, purification, and the burning. So throughout this whole process, then we can know like how much energy we put there. Then we can definitely measure the emission and do the cost analysis. So basically, we can do the life cycle analysis after that.
So in your mind, you've been working on this project for a while, and obviously you'll be writing your dissertation on this. What kind of quantities of biodiesel do you think we have an opportunity, since we're here in the U.S., we'll focus on the U.S., in terms of, the coffee grinds that you're using?
As you can see here, we estimate that there's over a million tons of waste coffee ground generated every year. So I would say it will be like around a million gallons of biodiesel you can get out of it.
So it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
And are you thinking these would be smaller mobile units, or do you think this technology would be added to sort of a multiple feedstock type technology system?
I would say it depends on the first step, whether we're going to do the extraction, whether we're going to do the two-step extraction and production, or we're going to do a one-step. If we were going to do the one-step, it will be like a unique process. So maybe it's not going to be that easy to integrate into the existing plants. But if we do the extraction, it's pretty straightforward. It's like you produce the soybean oil. It's like you do the extraction, then you can just supply that oil to the biodiesel producers. So that really depends on the first step, the technology in the first step.
So as you continue down your path of research and development, are you maybe estimating what you think that per gallon cost might be when you're using coffee grounds, or have you not really gotten that far yet?
I don't have the exact number, but I will envision that it will be pretty cheap, because as you see, we got a coffee ground for free, so you don't have the feedstock cost. And then if you can replace your dry washing material with the coffee ground, then you're saving like around like 30 cents per pound maybe for purification cost. And then you're generating your electricity, so you're paying less for your bill. But of course, you will have the pretreatment. removing the moisture from the coffee ground. But I think it will just pay off.
Well, great. So tell us again what your next step is going to be. So you've kind of gone through this process. So what are you going to do next?
The next step is, firstly, we're going to collect more data to validate the three steps to improve that it's feasible. Then we will go to a pilot scale to collect more, real life data, and also maybe do some simulation. You know, use software to do the simulation for energy consumption. Then we will do a life cycle analysis for environmental, for emission, and also for energy and cost.
What stage then do you start testing the fuel for ASTM standards and that type of thing?
Yeah, actually, we can do it right now because we already make a biodiesel, so yeah, we do. Yeah, and of course the biodiesel we make meets the ASTM standard. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, this is great. Well, hopefully, keep in touch with us. Let us know how the project's going.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.